This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, over the years, Dan Pilla has been on with us, and you've probably heard his advertisements many, many times over the years here at USA Prepares. So that's an advertisement he runs on Genesis Communications Network. Well, Dan Pilla is a USA Prepares instructor. And over last weekend, I presented a seminar on saving an enormous amount of your funds by taking extreme tax deductions. And I thought, who else, who better than Dan Pilla to be on the air teaching the strategies of tax savings? He's a professional. And so he's going to be on the air with us on Tuesday. We're scheduled for Tuesday with Dan Pilla. So if you'd like to tune in to hear more about tax strategies and what's happening in the world of taxes, that's Tuesday. And the IRS tried to take his mother's house, and he wouldn't let him do it, and he didn't. So a great story. Kathy's with us. Kathy, we're talking about potatoes, 8 pounds for $13.98, $14. And what I've seen at Aldi and what I've seen in the boxes of French fries that Sam's Club sells, frozen French fries in the restaurant size cases, it used to be 30 pounds in a case of them. Now it's 22 pounds. They used to be 4, 5, and 6 inches long for the French fries that were grown in the United States. Now they're 1 and 2 inches long, and they're grown in Germany. And instead of being $15 to $18 for 30 pounds, now they're over $28 for 22 pounds, so the price has gone up, and it seems like we have to go all the way to Germany to get them. You're right about the cost of vinegar. The price of everything that you need is going up. And, there are people who buy these K-cup coffee machines, and a cup of coffee will cost them between, let's say 36 cents a cup, and then you just throw away this cup and you just make a bigger pile at the landfill with these K-cups that are non-recyclable. And then because they've got all kinds of metals in them, they've got aluminum, they've got plastic, and they've got filters, and you put it all together and it's impossible to recycle them efficiently. So then we've got, and then the extraordinary cost, whereas you could just make your own coffee with a $20 coffee maker from Black & Decker, and it'll last probably 10 years if you take care of it. And you can make coffee for pennies a cup rather than 30 to 50 to 75 cents per cup. So there are a lot of things that you can do, class, and it seems like it looks like this to me. If you want convenience, you get to spend a lot more of your funds for convenience than if you decide to have less convenience and put a little more effort into it. Just like coffee filters. You can buy disposable coffee filters, and you can poison yourself with dioxins in those bleached filters, you know, those white filters, or you can get a reusable stainless steel mesh reusable coffee filter. I don't know how long they last. Ours has probably been going, I'm thinking 5 years so far. We take care of it. So it's still going. It's the same one. And they were about $5 a piece. They're probably a little bit more expensive now. Maybe you get two for $10 or $11 if you buy a two-pack. They're called Gold Tone. And they work great. They really do. But you'll have a little bit of sludge in the bottom of your electric coffee maker. But that's okay because you let the sludge settle. And it's at the, and if you pour off the coffee, decant it slowly, the sludge is going to stay at the bottom. It works great for me. It really does. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, yeah, we use that too, Vince. And, you know, some of the comments that you were talking about, I am grateful that I stocked up, that I have been stocking up for a long time. And for me, Vince, honestly, when my kids were little, it was a necessity that I had to figure out for me to stay home with my children. I had to figure out a way to feed them. And I grew up, like you, Vince, with parents who lived through the Depression. So one of the examples that I've always done is if somebody says, oh, you know, I have apples for my apple tree, do you want them? Very, very seldom do I say no, because I figure I can do something with those. So my neighbor had apples. They were small. Some of them were misshapen. Some of them had some bruises on them. But I went down, and twice he offered to just go down and pick whatever you want, because we can't eat them all. I've made over 40 pints, probably closer to 50, of applesauce. It's basically, except for the sugar, a little bit of sugar that I use, they're basically free. And then, you know, he called me earlier in the year and he said, oh, I have some sour cherries. So literally I went down and picked probably a 2-gallon bucket full of sour cherries. And so I very seldom turn it down, because I feel like, I don't know, Vince, I sort of have this. I just never know if the prices are just going to go so high that what if we end up like we were, like the people during the Great Depression? I mean, with everything that we have stored now, we could survive for a little while. Now, we couldn't go 10 years. I know that. But in the meantime, it gives you time to look for sales. And it's basically probably like you are, Vince. I basically buy almost everything I have on sale. Very seldom do I have to pay full price for anything. So I guess it's just one piece of advice I could give to people is it's going to take time to have a garden. It's going to take time to dehydrate. It's going to take time to dry your herbs. But you're in essence making yourself a little more self-sufficient, Vince. And I know all the instructors and most of the students probably know that. But that was something I had to do as a young mom, because I had 4 children and I did not want to work outside the home. I wanted to raise them. And so it was like I had to really work hard to figure out how to shop and how to shop smart. And, you know, that's one of the things that grocery stores do. There's like a whole psychology behind it, and maybe at some point we can go into that later. I don't have all my notes done on that. But one of the things they do is, let's say they run ground beef on sale. Then they're not going to sometimes during holidays they'll do it just like for Labor Day. They might run ketchup and mustard and all that. But a lot of times they'll run the ground beef, but they won't put the buns on sale. Because they figure, oh, if you're going to make hamburgers, you're going to want the buns. So they'll put one thing on sale, but not the companion items that go with it. And the other thing I found, Vince, was we have some stores here where, let's say it's they'll have a really good sale for 1 week in that particular month. And they might have, like, items for $1. Or if you buy 5, then you get, like, $5 or $8, you know, dollars off or something like that. Then the following week, they won't run hardly any sales. They'll list prices, but the sales are very poor, if at all. And so I don't tend to shop those weeks. I go when I see that prices are really good. So that's just another, I guess, piece of advice then.
Okay, so here's something that I know, Kathy, that, and I'm not recommending anybody buy products from either of these two companies I'm going to mention, but here's what I know, that when Coca-Cola puts a sale on their soda, Pepsi is not on sale that week. They have an arrangement. Oh, by the way, don't believe anything I say, class. Don't believe anything that you hear me say. Do your own research and make up your own mind. But if Coke is on sale this week, Pepsi's not on sale this week. So if you're a loyal Pepsi-Cola customer, you're going to end up paying full price this week at that store, whatever that store happens to be. And next week, it's Pepsi on sale and not Coke. That's absolutely true. That's one thing. Here's another thing that's true. We're talking about sales. So I was talking with the owner of an independent supermarket. And he told me that the sale flyers that, you know, you get in the mail every once in a while. Well, what happens is it's not like his store decides what they're going to put on sale and then prints it all up and then sends out the flyer. What happens is the store sells advertising space in the flyer, and the manufacturers pay for the space in that flyer. So if you're wondering, does the store pay the postage and the printing and the assembly and all that, and for the lower prices? No. What happens is the manufacturer pays the store to promote their products. That's how that works. Interesting, right? Did we ever think that's the way it would be? Well, that's the way it is. The stores pay for that. And some manufacturers pay for shelf space at the supermarket. So if you're wondering why some products are at eye level and have more shelf space in better locations, it's because they pay for it. Who would have thought that, right? Who would have thought that the retailer would be telling the manufacturer what to do? But that's how it is. And Walmart, it's been reported that Walmart tells its manufacturers how it's going to go. The size of the product, the shape of the product, the content of the product. Oh, we got to get these prices lower, so change your ingredients because we need lower prices than the other guys. And that kind of thing happens. So I've learned from companies that manufacture electronic products. I'm talking about products that have USA brand names to them. And when Walmart sells their products, it's been reported to me that Walmart will say, we can't have that high. Where's the cost of this product? What is the individual cost of each of the items that makes up the final product? Well, we can't have that. So reduce the cost of the compressor. Put in a compressor that doesn't cost as much. That kind of thing. So all products, although they seem the same, are not. And if you buy let's say you go to the big box store and you buy one of those lawnmowers, and it's a red one, you know, riding lawnmower, it's a red one, or it's an orange one, or it's a yellow one, or it's a green one, and you recognize all the brand names I'm talking about. Is that the same exact quality and content of the red, orange, yellow, or green lawnmower that you buy at the independent dealer? No. Is it the same model number? No. To the uninitiated, to the first glance, well, heck, I could buy that lawnmower for $2,000 at the big box store and it's $2,500 at the independent guy, but they're not the same. They look the same. They look similar, but they are not the same. And I know that for a fact. So I look at these things and I see the differences. And frankly, those riding lawnmowers will last about 500 hours. And it's time for a new transmission or engine.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This has been going on for years and years and years. So it used to be that if you bought a Hershey bar, for example, and it would be wrapped in one wrapper, and you could put it in the refrigerator or the freezer, and if you wanted a piece, you could either smack it on the counter and it'd break into smaller pieces and you could eat a piece. But today, maybe for the last 20 years or so, it's been so much more convenient. What they do, these manufacturers, and I'm not just picking on Hershey, most of the manufacturers do this. They wrap a tiny piece of candy in a wrapper with lots of air in it. And then they put all of these little tiny pieces of candy in a big bag. So it looks like you're getting a great big bag of candy, but it's mostly air and it's mostly packaging. And you throw away the fun size package every time you eat a tiny piece of candy. And you might have to eat 8 little pieces of candy to be the equivalent of what used to be 1 candy bar, or maybe 10 or 12 little pieces. So that's what I mean by the fun size. And it's just, it's marketing, it's deception. Now, of course, the manufacturers might say, well, you know what, we know that our fat customers are really conscious of calories. So what we do is we make a portion size that is smaller for them. So fat people, instead of having willpower, can just eat, you know, have smaller packages. Now, I'm using that term fat. That's the term Dr. Sheila uses. So I'm not trying to be derogatory. I'm just stating the facts. So I think that's what's going on. What we're trying to do is they are trying to convince us that, you know, the we're getting a good deal because we get 50 pieces in a bag or 100 pieces in a bag. But it's really each piece is tiny, and that's what I call the fun size. And that's a marketing technique that I think is used to try to convince us that this is a good value when actually they're taking advantage of us. And if they're taking advantage of us, loyalty is not required. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, I agree. I read Dollar Store that charges $1.25. One of the comments I read was the lady said there was four of those little squares in that for $1.25. So that probably only makes up maybe one and a half of the little fun size bars that they have. I mean, they're really tiny.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And you know, Vince, the K-Cup, people use those in those machines, but they do make a K-Cup that you can put your own coffee in. It's reusable. Now, maybe people don't want to do that because they don't want to empty it out and rinse it and all that, but they do make one. I've seen them at the store. So that would save you a lot of money if you have a machine for those cups. Vince, can I mention...
I absolutely agreed. So,
Go ahead, Vince.
Go ahead. Please.
Vince,
okay,
I
so a K-cup, a reusable... So a reusable K-cup is just like the cups that we would use, the reusable filter screens that we'd use for an 8, 10, or 12-cup electric brewer, except smaller, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Now, please continue. And then I'd like to mention something about the size of potatoes.
Vince, I wanted to mention something that happened to me last Friday. And I think this is valuable information. My daughter called me. It was in the afternoon, and she said, Mom, you know, I have a 2-year-old granddaughter. She said, Mom, she got stung in the hand, I believe it was 3 times, in the palm of her hand by a wasp. And she said, Mom, what should I do? You know, my kids have never gotten stung before. Now, she did have some items there that she could have used, but I think that because her hand, it wasn't swelling, but the areas where the wasp batter were turning red, and I'm sure they were hurting her. So she decided to come to the house. And a couple things I did that I wanted to mention that I really believe, I couldn't believe how quickly they helped. The first thing I did was I had a little, it's called a bee sting kit. It's called a bee and a snake kit. And it's got a syringe that you put a cap on it, on the end of it, and it has 4 different sizes. Well, her little hands are so little, I used the small one. And even though I didn't see a stinger, I put the cap over where I thought she was stung, and I...
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia still on the move. The National Hurricane Center in Miami reporting the center of the storm heading toward the coast of North Carolina today. Thousands still in the dark in Florida's Big Bend area after Idalia made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane there yesterday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul banning swimming at several Long Island beaches because of strong rip currents there caused by Idalia. Officials say that swimming ban may continue tomorrow as well. A Capitol rioter who bragged on social media that he took the White House has been arrested in Georgia. The FBI said yesterday that 52-year-old William Beals is being charged with a felony count of knowingly making false statements and several other offenses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your
take. When you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about bee stings. Kathy is with us, USA Prepares instructor, and she is in the domestic engineering division of USA Prepares. Kathy, please continue about the bee stings.
So I took the bee sting kit and I put it over the put the syringe tip over the part where I thought she got stung. And it draws up, you can see it, just like a little bit of the skin. It doesn't hurt them or anything. So I did that a couple times in each area, and I knew my daughter was coming. So I had just watched a lady on online, and it's called Rain Country, R-A-I-N. And that's their last name. And she makes a lot of salves and vinegars and gardens. And so I like listening to her. Well, she had commented that she was in her garden a couple weeks ago, and she got stung by a wasp. And she had a weed plant called plantain. It's P-L-A-N-T-A-I-N. And it's a broadleaf plant. I'm sure most everybody, if they look it up, they can see what it is. It's like a dark green, like a broadleaf, kind of a flat leaf. And it's got the easiest way to identify it. If you turn it over, it's got five spines down, like vertical spines going down the leaf. And it's got little spikes that will come up once it gets established, like a little seed pod, like it comes up as a spike. So I went out in my garden and I had my mortar and pestle and I ground it up. So it got real, I took some fresh leaves, so it got sort of juicy and all broken down. So all the juices were there. So I took a small piece of cotton and put the juicy stuff and the plant right on her palm and then put the cotton over it. And my daughter held it there for like 2 minutes. And it went from red to like pink. And in about 2 minutes, she said her hand didn't hurt anymore. She wanted to go out and play with the other kids. So I was amazed at how quickly, because I have gotten stung, knock on wood, every year for the last 4 years about this time of year because the bees are more active. So I wanted to mention that today, Ben, so that if people do get stung, and you can take that plantain, like I'm going to go when I'm weeding, I'm going to go pick some, and I'm going to dry it and have it ready to go, like if I need it again, maybe in the fall or something, if it's not there or after frost. Or for whatever reason, does have some medicinal qualities to it. You can use it, make it into a salve. Some people eat it. Some people have a tea. So that you'd have to do on your own, Vince. And, you know, it's not medical advice. But this is something that I did, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, she said that I called my daughter later that night. I said, is she complaining about her hand? She said, Mom, it's like it's not even there. Like it never even happened. It was just amazing how it drew all those toxins out. And I know, Vince, you had a couple things that you wanted to mention with that, too.
Yeah, Kathy, I was just thinking about what you said. When you mentioned a mortar and a pestle. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe you were right the first time when you said you had a mortar and a pestle and a pistol.
I always get tongue-tied on that one. I don't know what it is about.
So I was thinking you had all three items, the mortar, the pestle, and the pistol. But class, don't believe a word we say. Seriously, do your own research. Make up your own mind. So here, when you mentioned a syringe, Kathy, you were not talking about a syringe with a hypodermic needle. You're just talking about the syringe part, which will create a vacuum and extract the toxin, correct?
Yes. Yes. It doesn't have a needle with it. It's just the syringe with a plunger. And it has a little cap. Like, I have one that's got, for snake venom, it's got two holes. Then it's got three other little caps that go over. Now, the one I bought, I believe it was called a Sawyer, but I've seen other ones. I think it's a nice unit. That's the one I use. But I did happen to see one at one of the drugstores, Ben, and I picked it up just because one day I was there and it was on sale, and I thought, well, I'm just going to get it because one of the kids probably are going to need it. So I gave it to my daughter because she's got four children, and I wanted her to have it, so...
Well, I've got a couple comments. We had seven Get Prepared Expos, seven USA Preparers Get Prepared Expos. And we had an exhibitor who invented a kit. It was like, think of it like this, class, a toothpaste style tube, but 1.5 inches long. And in that tube was bentonite clay. Now, bentonite clay is very much like, if not exactly like, cat litter, okay, or oil absorbent. So it's that gray clay. Now, maybe in his kit it was a higher refined version of that. And he mixed it with an oil, like a vegetable type oil, one that, like, food grade. And when you got a bee sting or an insect bite, what you could do is just unscrew this little tiny cap, squeeze the tube, and put this bentonite clay with the food grade vegetable oil, I believe, on the bite. Put a Band-Aid on it, or the bee sting, and it would stop the sting almost immediately, because the bentonite clay would draw out the toxins. And it worked. And I said, this is really great. Would you mind giving one of these to everybody who comes in the door as a guest to our expo? And he did, multiple times. And so that got the product launched. Then the product became a national product. One of the things that we do here, as an alternative to that, is chewing tobacco. Now, don't believe anything I say, really. Do your own research. We keep a can of chewing tobacco. Nobody chews tobacco nor smokes in our house, whether they're a guest or someone who lives here, part of the family. Nobody uses tobacco and in our house. So we keep this can of Copenhagen-type chewing tobacco. And if someone gets a bee sting, we take a pinch of that and we mix it with our own saliva. Now, there's something that happens, bacterial type action that happens with your saliva and chewing tobacco. And we just make, pinch that, a little bit of saliva, put it under a Band-Aid, and the sting goes away within minutes. And it seems to draw out the toxins. Another thing that we do is we use activated charcoal. And we have a couple jars of activated charcoal in gelatin capsules. And for venomous spider bites, what I do is I mix a little bit, I twist open one of those capsules, take out the activated charcoal, mix it with a kitchen knife in a spoon with just a drop or two of water, probably one drop, make a poultice out of it, put it on the bite immediately after the bite or the sting, and heal it up and put a Band-Aid over it. And it pulls out the toxins as well. So those are the ways that we do it here, and they all seem to work. I was bitten by a recluse spider, and I immediately sent a picture to my internist, and the nurse said, no, that's no big deal. That bullseye, don't worry about it. I was concerned about it. So I made this poultice. Now, I didn't have activated charcoal at the time, but I had a carbon block water filter. So what I did was I took the carbon block water filter, I took a sharp, clean knife, kitchen knife, and I scraped the carbon off the carbon block water filter. And enough to be about the size of a pea, a dried pea. I mixed it with some water, put it on the bite, put a Band-Aid over it. And the next day, the area under the activated charcoal was perfectly normal. But I didn't use enough. So there was now a ring around, a purple ring around where the activated charcoal was. So, because the first time I used them out the size of a dime. Then, after I saw that, okay, let's make a larger poultice. So I did it again, and I made it the size of a quarter and covered the entire area of the bite, much larger than was necessary. And within a day, all that was gone. So what I learned was use enough, and make sure you're going to cover the area as that red bullseye area increases in size. And it absolutely fixed it. So, you know, there was no damage other than that local bullseye, and that's healed just fine within a couple days. So those are my thoughts. Now, I've heard here on USA Prepares that if you're bitten by a snake, I don't believe this either, do your own research, that if you have one of those taser-type devices where, you know, you fend off an attacker with the electric charge, if you get bitten by a snake, immediately you can hit that area with that self-defense electric zapper right where the bite is, and that causes the body to come to the aid of defending itself against the snake bite venom, and that will fix the problem right away. But don't believe me. Do your own research, please. So I like the activated charcoal. It works great. I like, and you can alternate. Let me say it a different way. Don't do it. I alternate between the tobacco, leave that on for, let's say, an hour, then wash that off, and then put the activated charcoal on it. So all of that works for me. Please do your own research. And you might want to have activated charcoal at the ready in case someone ingests a toxin or poison, and read the instructions on how to use it ahead of time. Don't try to figure it out in the when there's urgency in the situation. Learn about it now, not after the fact. Let's see. Kathy, are you really seeing the same thing about potatoes? They're getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So I remember when you could have one potato and bake it and, you know, put it in the oven, put a cut in it so it wouldn't explode. Bake it, and that could be enough for a whole meal, just one potato. But I don't think they're growing potatoes that size anymore. They're getting smaller. Potatoes are approaching fun size now.
Yeah. And I have heard, Vince, I have heard some people say the weather, like one guy was growing them up in the upper Michigan, and I guess because of the weather and the water, like half of them were rotten. And it was a shame because he grew a lot and he gave a lot to the food bank. And obviously he couldn't do that this year. I grew potatoes this year. I only dug one row out and I was pretty happy with my success. This is something I wanted to talk about, Ben, is I was at Costco, I think, and they had strawberry boxes and they all stacked. And I asked the man, you know, could I have three? And he was getting rid of them. So he gave me three of them. So when the weather cooled down a little bit, I put four or five, six layers of newspaper on the bottom. And I put my potatoes in there. And I put them in either in the basement, in the cooler, or in the garage when it gets colder. And I literally had...
Care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wes, it's really interesting how your instructors seem to figure out the same things at the same time independently without communicating with each other about specific topics. Kathy mentioned strawberry boxes. So yesterday, Mrs. Finelli and I were putting pasta. I'm talking about regular pasta noodles in the freezer, in a chest freezer. And here are a couple of things that we do. You know those political signs that say, you see them up during election season, they say things like, you know, vote for Joe Slobotnik, the candidate who lies half as much as his opponent, you know, those kinds of signs. Well, they are corrugated plastic, kind of like corrugated cardboard, but plastic. And what I do is I take those signs, and I have them from USA Preparers, you know, when we had our expos, I have a couple hundred of them left. And, you know, we picked them up after the expo. We didn't just leave them littering the countryside. So we picked them all up, and I still have them. And we use them for all kinds of things. And so I line the bottom of our freezer with those so that cardboard boxes won't stick to the bottom of the freezer. And so we use those strawberry boxes, and we stack 6-pound little cases of pasta in them. We wrap the pasta in plastic bags. Those we buy rolls of those produce department roll bags, you know, that you put your produce in. So we have those, and we put the pasta in that, so it's in plastic, and then we put those in the freezer. So Kathy, have you ever put pasta in the freezer to keep it fresh so that, you know, bugs don't enter it and those kinds of things?
Oh, I wish, Vince, my freezer's so full. I can't I can't get it in there. But it's a great idea.
We stacked those strawberry boxes. Now, these are a very heavy cardboard. It's kind of a special cardboard. I don't think it's just regular cardboard. I think there might be some other material in it to make it stronger and to keep its form better and to keep it moisture resistant. So it's great. And Sam's Club uses those boxes, and others, you know, grocery stores and supermarkets get their strawberries and blueberries in those kinds of boxes. So, and they can't wait to get rid of them because all they do is crush them and they haul them away. Either they sell used cardboard or recycled cardboard, but Sam's Club can't wait to get rid of them. So they leave them there, and customers are free to take them home with them at no charge. And that's what we do. And we use it for all kinds of things. We store light bulbs in them, you know, stack them on the shelf so we can categorize the light bulbs and segregate them according to type and kind and wattage. They're really great. And they kind of interlock so that they don't tend to fall over if you stack them. So that's what we do. Kathy, any other lessons you have for our class today?
I have a couple things real quick, Vince, and I wanted to just finish. I put my potatoes out in the garage. Don't store them with your onions, though. Keep that separate. And they lasted me all winter. They lasted me through spring. It was really wonderful. But Vince, I hope you're sitting down for this one. I have a relative who wanted to send six ears of sweet corn to his sister in Florida because they can't get good sweet corn. So we went to FedEx, and he wanted to ship it. And it would have cost him $96 to ship six ears of sweet corn.
That's all?
So he said, forget it. Huh. I'm not going to.
No sweet corn for you. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. And class, this is a classic example of how corporations have great sweet deals with the shipping companies that you have no access to. That's why you can buy something like a large cast iron pan that weighs, you know, 15 pounds from Amazon and get the whole thing shipped to you for $18, or you used to, and now to ship six ears of corn, which probably weigh less, will cost five times as much without the cast iron pan. That's where we are today. There's them and there's us. And we don't have access to these great deals for shipping. You can buy a product from China, and you couldn't mail a letter. You know, I can't mail a funeral card, which is just a baseball card size card from World War II. I can't mail that for the same price that I could buy a windshield crack treatment kit from China for. They'll sell me the whole kit and ship it from China for less than I can mail a baseball card, you know, in the United States. There's two levels of us, and we pay the higher price for everything. Kathy, do you have anything else that you wanted to share today with our class?
Well, Vince, I would say that I agree with you. Have activated charcoal on hand, have mm-hmm. bentonite clay, mm-hmm. and have DE, the diatomaceous earth. And I'm telling you, it really, if you can learn about your plants, like weeds and the dandelions and plantain and comfrey, you know, Vince, I was thinking with the plantain cream or even the activated charcoal, I'm going to experiment the next time I get a mosquito bite to see if that takes that out right away, because sometimes those things itch for days.
Yeah, and you can use the tobacco.
Yep. Yeah, and the tobacco, yep.
Yeah, and it keeps for years. And you can keep it, you know, once you open that round tin, you can put it in a Ziploc baggie, and keep the moisture and oxygen out, and it'll last for years and years. Kathy, thank you so much.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.